We're going to look at the Sfas Emes, Pesach, Tov Resh Mem Zayin. So he quotes the Baal Haggadah, Rasha Mahu Emer, Moha Avodah Hazayitz Lachem, Lachem V'loi Loi, L'fi Shehoi Tzias Atzman Min HaKlal, Kofar Be'ik. Ha'inyin Hu, the idea here, Sfas Emes says, is Ki Iker Geulas Mitzrayim, Shiksiv biyod chazaka uvizroya netuya perish, the meaning of the great hand, the strength with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from Mitzrayim is shehashem yizbarach also sheyihyu bnei Yisrael atzman reuyin legeula. The yod chazaka was not just that miraculously bnei Yisrael come out, not even that miraculously he takes us when we're not even worthy of coming out, but it is rather that he helped us become worthy. He caused that we should have mitzvahs, beginning with HaChadosh HaZeh Lachem. Mishchu Kulachem HaPosach, Shachtu HaPosach, and then placing Dam, Utvaltam Badom HaShebasof, to put the dam on the dalsais and on the mezuzahs. So this is all part of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares us. And that's the meaning of Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mimitzrayim. K'may shekosov ba'avur zeh she'akayim mitzvayisav. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He said, I'm going to cause you to be the people who you will be worthy of coming out. As it says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asked by Moshe Rabbeinu, but how is it that I can be the one to take them out? I'm not worthy, and are they worthy? Even though Moshe didn't say it that way, but that's part of what he meant, was that how can it be that Bnei Yisrael are coming out? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you, meaning that even though Shehagam, Sheloi Hayinu Reuyin, while at that point we were not yet worthy, we did not yet merit the redemption, Ro'a Hashem Yisbarach Masher Re'uyim L'kayim Acher Kach B'chol Hadoris Ad La'osid. Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh was a statement not only of the fact that I will always be with you, but I will be with you because you will be doing mitzvahs on this mountain, Tavdu Nesolikim Alohor Hazeh. So because you're going to come here, and you're going to be Mekabel Torah, and you're going to live a life as mitzvah, that's why I'm being the Goyal. That's why I'm redeeming you, Hashem says. All of this is included in Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. Nimtza, sheyesh chelek yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol dor v'dor mamish. Which means, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from Mitzrayim, because we, our Yidden, in our time, and the Jews of every generation were going to do mitzvahs, and because we were going to be doing the mitzvahs, that's why Hashem Yisbarach took us all from Mitzrayim. Then the Rasha, when he says, Ma avoda hazois lochem, he's denying that we today, and that our kiyum mitzvah today, has anything to do with why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had interest in taking us from Mitzrayim. The whole point of Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim B'Mitzrayim is that because he knows we're going to have Pesach and we're going to mark the Yomim Tovim and we're going to be serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for millennia, door after door after door, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm doing it because Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, I'm going to be with you because you're going to be with me. That's why I'm taking you, because you're going to become my people. Tavdu Nesolikim Alohor Hazeh. So that's the reason why Hashem Yisparach took us. Because Yesh Chelik Yitzias Mitzrayim B'chol Dor V'dor Mamish. V'zeh HaRosha, this Rosha, Sha'emer, Mo'avod Azoyz Lachem, Perush, his point is, you weren't there. You have nothing to do with what happened then. You have no reason to celebrate. But on the contrary, the whole point of taking us from Mitzrayim was because we will be the people who now today do the mitzvahs and celebrate the Yom Tov. That's why Hashem took us. Ba'avur zeh. So he is a kefer in the entire concept of geula, because geula did not happen just for the sake of those yidden then. Geula happened for our sake. Va'isanu haitzi misham. L'man havi aisanu. Lo seis lanu. It's for us. And he is saying, no, it's not. Gam ze atzmai shechayshev shehoye nes shaloi mitzad tzeruf. Maise b'nei Yisrael, just thinking that it wasn't because of what the b'nei Yisrael do, not now, not then. There are two aspects here. There's the fact that what man does is devoid of any significance in the eyes of the Almighty. It accomplishes nothing, says the Rosh. Furthermore, he says, Ma'avod azayis lachem, you weren't there. And certainly the fact that you are now doing mitzvahs, living a life of Torah, has no significance and had no significance then. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wasn't taking us out because of the fact that we are going to become his people. The whole raison d'etre of Geula was in fact that, and he's denying it.
A whole different shot at high, but others have to kill you as well. It's right.
Sure.
We indeed with the triggers of our own redemption.
It's because of Bavur Zeh Asa Shem Li. Because of what I'm doing now, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us from Mitzrayim.
The Rambam's gear says even nicer, Laharois.
Laharois is Atzmaik, Ilu. Right. That's right. You have to show that you are the Chacham, and you are not Chalila denying that the whole point of Yitzias Mitzrayim was for me now, here, today, this year. To think that it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting independently of man, that there's no connection between what we do and what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to do and what he will then do, it's kfira. It's denial of a relationship with the divine. Ki ha-geula hoya b'koyach b'nei Yisrael gam kein k'nizkaleh. Because the geula comes because of what we do. So that's why we say Hakei Yeshinov ki lachem v'loy loy, because he is saying, indeed, that he has no part and doesn't believe in the geula that he would be a part of, meaning that he would be impetus or that he would be effecting geula. Im kein hu atzmai meitzi mipiv hefuch she'elosai. Because once he says, Ma'avoda azayis lachem, so what he is saying is that he certainly has no part. He is saying, you might believe that it has something to do with you, but I don't believe it has anything to do with me. K'may shenemra bavur ze'as Hashem li. He's denying that it has anything to do with li, that it has anything to do with me, he says. So that's why, in his very question, indeed we say, what he was saying was, leave alay loy. That's exactly what he was implying. Ilu haya sham loy haya nigol, sha geula haya mitzidainu. The geula is because that's what we earn. We do something. We respond to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And we accept that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to be his and do something, and become his people. Then we're zaycha to geula. If you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over there, and what Hashem Yisbarach is, wants, does, cares about, has nothing to do with me. And what I do affects nothing. There are many, many who believe there's a creator, but that what a human being does should be of any significance to this master of the universe, to the creator, that there should be any connection between what I do and what he then decides to do, they say, they deny this. This they deny. But then, it's kafa be'ikar. Because the whole point is that the geula is and was mitzideinu. And that's the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bnei Yisrael that they have to do. B'lchem k'siv v'ra'as adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'ra'isi as adam, I'm going to see the dam. What does that mean? It means I'm going to see you doing my ruts. I'm going to appreciate that my ruts is being done by you. And then, u'pasachti. Sh'ratz sh'yiyah gula al yedei ma'isa b'nei Yisrael ba'atzma. Because, of course, hakol goliv yodua alefanav. Everybody knows. Like the Mechilta says, that the Rebbeinu Shlalom doesn't need to see which house is occupied by B'nai Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us
to do
and to show Him, we're doing. You see, we're doing. And to know and to say, I'm doing. I'm committing myself. I see that you commit yourself, and you commit yourself with something that expresses truly the whole nefesh of the Jew. The whole lifeblood of the Jew is going to be the Ratzayin Hashem. So then I give you the life of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is born that way. But it's because of what we do. That's how Hashem creates that we are His people. So this is all being denied when He says, "Ma avoda zayis lachem." You had no effect. Nothing you did made a difference. Do you think God really cares about what you do? And that's a very important concept, because if we all, every day, really from the time we get up, say Maidani, if we would think why and how much what we do matters and how much it means, so to speak, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we would be very different people. That's how you create great people who understand that every little thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, watches and wants and, so to speak, responds to and derives that sense of what we would call satisfaction, if you will. That the Ratzayin HaBayre is being fulfilled. It's the Reach Nichayach. The Nachas Ruach, so to speak, of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that his Ratzon is fulfilled. So this is all being denied by this Rasha. So that's why we say, Leave Lai Lai. Idlu HaYasham Lo HaYenikol. Let's continue. Oid Lamamer Hanal. Also, in connection with this, he says, the Isa B'medrash in Bamidbar Rabba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, takes us out, Moitzi Asirim B'Kaisharos. He takes us, B'Kaisharos, meaning, he takes us out, and he takes us out into freedom. We're no longer with ball and chain, takes us out where no one else could free us from Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So one of the drushes on Kasharos is that it's B'Kasharos, so it's Bechi, with crying, and Sharos, with shir, with song, both. The Medrash says that we were crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim. Yisrael and Moshe crying out, V'nitzak el Hashem. V'tal shavosam el ha'olikim min ha'avoida. And then we sang Shira, Oz Yosha Moshe, V'nei Yisrael as well. So he was Moitzi Asirim, those who had been in bondage, were first in Bechi, crying, and then in Shira, because Sharis. B'mitzrayim, Bachos, V'alhayom, Shiros. In Mitzrayim, crying, and then after Yom Suf, song. V'ha'inyin hu, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoitzi yesonu mi Mitzrayim, v'beiz hazchusim halolu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out because of two things. Number one, we're crying out to Him, we're turning to Him, we recognize that it's Him, that we can trust in, that we have to care only about what he, the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, decrees. Remember, when you are in Mitzrayim, you think, oh, the Paro, the Paro. You think it's all the Paro. But it's not. When you realize that it's not the Paro, and you realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who's making the decision. So it's at that point in time that things start to improve. It's one of the Mefarshim explains that when it says that the Paro died, then matters remained exactly the same. Then nothing got better. So they realized it's not because of the Pharaoh that we're enslaved and not because of the Pharaoh that we're suffering. It's the will of God. So then they start to pray. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears them. So it's the S'chus of Tzaka, K'may Shekosu V'Yizaku. U'b'S'chus HaShirim V'Tishbachos, Shehoye Goliv Yadua Lefanov, Sheyisapru Tehiloisov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. He knew then. He knows still that we are going to sing his praise. B'chol Shana, every year, like we do in Mirtz Hashem this year, we're going to sing the praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom and sing the Hallel in praise of God. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu already then, in anticipation of how Bnei Yisrael are going to sing praise to him in Tov Shin Ayin Vav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're going to be singing to me every year. They're going to be singing my praise. They're going to be coming in a surge of joy and in a surge of commitment to me in thanks for what I'm going to do now in Mitzrayim. It's something I want to do because they are going to be responding to it. And because they're going to respond to it, I want to do it. In other words, because we're having Pesach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew we're going to sing Hallel V'Tishbachos and be Mesaper and say Magid and sing the Hallel, and the Rabbeinu Shalom says, if that's what they're going to do, and that's what their children and children's children are going to do, I'm taking them from Mitzrayim. If that's what they're going to do for me, then this is what I will do for them. Bavruzeh, Osa Hashem Li. That's why he did it. And that's Pshat B'Kasharis. Not B'Kasharis, just that there was Bechi and there was Shira. No. Moitzi Asirim B'Kasharis means he takes us because of the Bechi and because of the Shira. Because he listens to the Bechi and it moves him, so to speak, anthropomorphically, Kvayochal. And he says, they're coming closer to me. And then he says, and after I help them, they will come closer yet. They will sing the Shira. Remember, the singing of Shira is so important that had Chizkiah HaMelech sang the Shira after Yeshua, the Mashiach would have come. The idea of singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is huge. That's what we are. It is. And when we sing and say, I'm so happy, hallelujah, hallelujah, avdei Hashem, and not avdei Paray any longer, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. He says, that's why I took them. I took them out so they would say, hallelujah, hallelujah, avdei Hashem. So if that's what they're going to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking them from Mitzrayim. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to take them from Mitzrayim. Ube'emes, shteyelu heimachas. The truth is, the Bechi and the Shira, they're all the same. Because the point of them is that we are alive to and sensing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and surging toward him. K'mo shekosov, lev yodea maris nafshoi, meaning the same heart that wails and cries is the same sensitive heart that cries out to the same Rabbeinu Shel Olam for the sake of the same desire to be with him, whether it's in the time, Chalila, that is a time of sadness, and we say, Tata, you're my Father in heaven, or the time of joy, and you say, Oi, Tata, thank you, because you're my Father in heaven. Ve'elu ha'chaverim ha'mesaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim u'smeichim b'tehilas Hashem Yisbarach b'vadai. All of us and all of those who we talk about in the Haggadah and that they spent the whole night ha'yimesaprim b'yitzias Mitzrayim k'loisei alayla and singing and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vadai yim ho'yu sham b'mitzrayim ho'yu boichim v'tzoakim l'Hashem Yisbarach. If we would still be Chalila in Mitzrayim. If we would be the Dor that was there. So because we are the people who sit at the Seder and sing Hashem's praise, you know that we are the ones who, were we there, we would be crying out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We would know it's only Him. We would believe it's only His decision. We would know that it's His desire. And we would beg Him to please help us and bring an end to the Golus. We would believe that He wants and that He will, as He promised, bring the Geula. So we would be crying out that way. Now that it's after the Geula, so we're singing Shira V'Sishbachis. V'harasha! Asher Eimei Mo'avod Azayis Lachem! He wouldn't have been singing out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Excuse me, he wouldn't have been crying out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because he would say that what it is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants with me is nothing I can affect. It's not because of me, or not because of what he wants me to do and how he wants me to respond that he is causing this terrible shibud to inflict upon us. Such pain cannot be for a positive reason. And because he wants us to turn to him and cry out to him, I don't believe it, says the Rasha, the Kafir Be'ikar. Therefore, im ha'yasham lo ha'yagam kein b'chlal ha'tzoikim, he wouldn't have been tzoik to Hashem, because he wouldn't believe that it's of any importance. He wouldn't believe that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wouldn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to him. V'ha'ya ba'oysen ha'meysen b'imei ha'feilah, then perhaps he would be amongst those who destroyed HaKadosh Baruch, who had them pass away in Makas Choshech. Okay. In the next piece, he says something that relates to this. Morar she'anu oichlin al shem she'meder ha'mitzriyim eschaya yavoyseinu b'mitzrayim. So he says, ki ha'meridus she'hoya lavoyseinu b'mitzrayim hoya hachono v'yeshua. The fact that we knew that it can be and will be mar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings merirus. What does he want us to do? He wants us to do tshuva. He wants us in a time that's bitter to turn to him. So we learned in Mitzrayim, in the Kura Barzel, that that's the nature of our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our tzaka, and he wants our bechi, therefore, we're going to experience times of merirus, as Am Yisrael has, unfortunately, again and again. Meaning, just like I'm with you now in this tzara, I will be with you in the tzarais to come. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, maybe it's dialogue tzara b'shaita. Why should I talk about the greater tzaras to come? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so just tell them, Eheyeh shalachani. But the parish is Shehera Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shezeh Hagolos Mitzrayim Hu Hachana L'Chol Atzaris. Because Tzaris, believe it or not, as we make the bracha of Hatayv HaMeitiv and as we say Tzidik Adin, somehow the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has something special in mind, and he wants us to become greater and more close to him, and refined, and he just somehow refines us in this that we find so painful, the golos and the geluyos that we've had to experience as an Am Yisrael again and again. So it's a tremendous pietistic approach. V'yesh lanu l'shabeach oisa yizbarach al ha-golos Mitzrayim shehoya hachana l'golosenu. So we should thank him for the golos. Remember also that the grand geula and the glory of geula is that much greater because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you went through so much, now I'm going to show you a beautiful Geula. That's part of what he means. It's not only that we were prepared and understood and learned that we're going to experience Merirus in order to come close to him because he wants our Bechi and he wants our Tzaka, but it's also that through what we earn in this Kur HaBarzal, through what we gain in becoming greater people, through what we gain in becoming more profoundly, humbly religious, we're going to have a greater geula as a result. Val ha-geula shehoya hachana l'chol ha-geulais. V'zeh mitzvahs achilas Matzah umarar. Matzah al hagula, umarar al hagolus. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both. Al matzah is umararim yochluhu. Because Hillel says, meaning literally, together. Because just as we will be thankful, Kishem Shem Mevarchim, Kach Mevarchim. And then he says, Hisham Dola Vaseinu Velonu Koi Alagolos. Hisham Dola Vaseinu Velonu means we benefited from the Golos. Benefited from what that Golos taught us and from the improvement in our character that the Meridus of the Goluyos has brought about. And it, of course, refers to the Gula as well. Hisham Dola Vaseinu Velonu is both promises. That and both the Golos and the Geula is what has really put us on the right path in life. They've been the promises of Hashem that keeps us, both of them, in good stead. And that's the remez in the words in the Haggadah. Lamantiskas Yem Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha Hayamim Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi HaLeilois. That you have to remember them and appreciate the Leilois and have Shevach for the Golos Levad HaGeula. Because the Golos ultimately is actually good for us. Painful, but good for us at the same time. There's nothing like the refined and the very, very pure Jewish heart of someone who has gone through the Golos. You wouldn't have the Tzaddikei Hador that we've had, and even some of the Tzaddikei Hador that we have had were a product of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and they were formed and shaped by that kind of Golos. And it made them the great, unique Tzaddikim that they were. So, can we possibly not say Hallel and be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have to, even though the Golos is so bitter. But if there's so much good that yet also comes from it, so we have to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize you for that, the Golos and the Geula both. So it's Matzah, Murder, together.